All right.
Oh my God, it's my girl.
Everyone knows this song, right? If you want to. So guess what? Cardi B
has hit number one on the goddamn Billboard. I said I wasn't gonna cuss, but it's so hard not to because it's my girl and she finally did it. This was her goal. She ain't dancing, she making money moves, and we're actually seeing it. Like,
good for you.
Good shit.
That is real. Good job.
Good shit.
I am trying not to curse. And good shit. No, but she's really congratulations. Congratulations.
I'm so happy for her. Like, I know. Everybody is congratulating her. Like, yeah. Every popular person, even Janet Jackson, like, did an intro of her song to transition to one of Janet Jackson's songs. Like, congratulations, girl.
Oh, hello, girl. That looks like you made it to me.
She bumped Taylor Swift off the number one spot.
Yep.
Taylor Swift sent her flowers.
Yep.
Isn't that so sweet?
Yep.
Nicki Minaj. I have no idea. But it's on her Instagram. You can follow her at I am Cardi B. I follow her on Twitter and Instagram. I should know.
Hey, she actually tweeted, she put on her Instagram a picture of someone that goes here's tweet.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You know Keontae?
Yeah.
She put she put a picture of his tweet on her Insta.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's crazy.
I was like, I didn't understand what was going on. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't pay attention enough, but I was like, oh, bet.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really proud for her. Like, she's really set out her goal to do this, and no one took her serious as a rapper and as a female in the male-dominated industry. Like, mm-hmm. She got number one with no features, but...
That's the biggest thing, is she had no features. Like,
no
that's...
features. Of course Nicki Minaj made it, because she's Nicki Minaj, but mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj made it with only features. But the biggest controversy surrounding this is that a lot of people showed her love except for Azalea Banks. Now, we all know Azalea Banks be throwing shade on the daily, and that one might say that might be the reason why she's not hitting number one, is because she's focusing her attention on criticizing others.
Ooh.
Rather than, you know, generating content for herself.
Yeah.
But if y'all didn't know, Azalea Banks came into the discussion talking about how men in the hip-hop industry are congratulating these females who are not dark, or who are not, you know, necessarily black-complected.
As a rapper, yeah,
she was
congratulating them.
Congratulating them. But she's saying this is an issue of colorism, because when Iggy Azalea hit number one, all of them were congratulating them, and now that Cardi B, who is black, by the way, is an Afro-Latina, is hitting number one, they're like congratulating them as well.
Yeah.
And giving her so many opportunities.
Well, I mean, like you said, maybe her energy just isn't focused right. Like, I mean, okay. You can criticize all you want, but are you on the route to hit number one? Like, are you even...
Exactly.
You know?
If you are number one, we wouldn't have to question it.
Right. There would be no... This wouldn't be a conversation.
Like,
don't hate. Who? I mean, I understand if there's an issue seriously with, like, colorism and that. Bring it up. But I feel like in this situation, I wouldn't say necessarily...
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was played everywhere. Like, people love it.
Yeah,
love that
it's
song.
It's catchy.
It went hard. And, yeah, I'm just like, you cannot take that away from her. But, yeah, but you're not the only one that feels that way. Apparently, Azalea Banks sent an apology message to Nicki Minaj via Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently she saw crap about her in the past. And she was just apologizing about her and congratulating Nicki for her success.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the apology, it was like, you know what, it doesn't even matter. Just like... Thank you for what you said, but focus on what's important.
Yeah.
So.
She's telling her exactly what she needs to do, and I feel like when she does that.
She will do that.
You'll get it. You'll see yourself being more successful. I mean, come on. Okay, so we have discussed some things about social media, some things going around in our society today and mainstream media. And now we're going to turn our attention a little bit to what's going on in San Marcos.
In San Marcos.
In San Marcos, you know, great city, great little town. What are we, a town or we're a city?
City.
Great little city that we are in.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget it. Don't forget the name, San Marcos.
Samo.
But, so we're going to discuss a little things going on in our lives. So, hello, we're seniors.
Senior life.
Seniors in college. Like, oh my gosh.
Like, oh my God. Like, I remember... my day moving in, like, freshman year. I feel like that was yesterday, literally.
I'm saying, like, did I even...
Like, it zoomed by, like, way faster than high school. Like, whoa. Way faster than high school.
I think I really just had a realization.
I'm just, like, really, like, shook that I'm an actual dead-ass senior right
we
now.
We have been in San Marcos for 4 years.
4 years.
And it does not feel like that.
At all.
I feel like it's squished into one really long year.
Yes. Yes, like, that's the perfect representation of it. Like, I just feel like I've been
depressed.
Going 0 to 100 this whole time.
I'm saying, like, wow. Okay, but really, I feel like my college experience was 100 to now I'm at, like, 50-something. I'm, like, going down. I started at a 100 freshman year. Let's take a flashback really fast.
Okay, so...
Sailback Sundays.
We're going to freshman year, right?
Yes.
I need a premise. I need a premise because... this is what people fail to see. Like, I got my ratchetry out in high school. Like, I was bad as shit in high school. Like, I went to a party every single day of the weekend. Every weekend. And, yeah, like, I just went to, like, a rich, like, white suburbia high school. So, like, when people's parents left for the weekend or...
to go to their, like, boat.
Or vacation, whatever. Like, wow. They would host parties and it would be all over, like, the city. And I would always go. Like, I would always find out. It's
what,
about who you know.
What high school did you go to?
Mansfield High School.
You went to Mansfield High School?
Yeah, Mansfield. It's in Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh.
More Fort Worth area.
Do you know where Byron Nelson is?
No.
Do you know where Trophy Club is? Keller?
Yes, that's where I live.
We're right around the corner. I didn't even know. What the heck?
I miss the DFW so much. Let me just iterate that.
I miss my mom. Okay, and my dad. But basically, what you did in high school, you partied. I didn't do anything. I literally didn't do anything. Yeah, so I didn't do anything. So coming to college was kind of like a mind.
Like, oh my God, I can do whatever I want.
Yes. No, legit. I was laying in my bed in my dorm one time. It was like 10 p.m. It was like 10:30, right? No, I lied. It was a little bit later. It was probably like 12. And I heard some people laughing outside. I was laying in my bed getting ready to go to sleep. And I was like, wait, I'm in college. I don't need to be asleep at 12. I got my clothes on. I went outside. I started walking around campus. I was like, oh my God.
The best realization ever.
Right? Like, you have no one to tell you what to do.
And you're like, fuck it, I can smoke a cigarette.
Wait, you done lost me at that one. I mean, I guess, yeah. If I'm 18, like, I can go buy cigarettes if I want to.
I can smoke a cigarette in front of everybody and no one will say anything to
but
me.
But not on campus.
But not on campus. Respect the rules. But if I wanted to do that, I can.
Yeah.
If I wanted to go party on a Tuesday, I can.
You can.
Club
do
is
it.
Going up. Shout
on
out
a
to
Tuesday. McCullough. That was my freshman year song, I'm not gonna lie. It going
mine
up.
Mine was.
On a Tuesday. Yes.
Mine was, I don't got no type.
Oh my gosh, that too.
Hey,
that is the only thing that I like. Yes. Oh my freshman year.
Oh my freshman year.
So, I mean, honestly, right? Oh my freshman year. Senior year is about to conclude itself in another semester, which is going to pass in the blink of an eye.
All I have to say is, if you are a freshman listening to this, enjoy it. This is going to be the golden year of your college life.
Yep. Take those experiences.
Meet as many people as you can. Because
be social.
That would be social, for real. Okay, honestly, that was probably my biggest mistake. Like,
yeah.
I was not social at all because I wanted to hang out with my little high school friends that came here to Texas State.
Damn.
And I only hung out with that one person every day, and they didn't want to meet new people, and my social butterfly ass wanted to, but I'm loyal, so I was just like, nah, I'll chill with you, but...
You really did that?
Yeah, so, like, meet as many people as you can. Like, do not take your experience for granted.
Do
be best
not.
Friends with everyone in your dorm, literally.
So, kind of like you said, you didn't meet anybody. I literally, we were like opposites because when I got here, I was like, whoa, okay, I'm going to meet everybody. I see this person. Hi, how are you? What's your name? Literally met everybody in my dorm, everybody. Like, I tried to be the most socialist butterfly I've ever seen.
Because Congratulations.
Yeah, so I recommend it. Honestly, like, okay, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty in a second of, like, freshman year choices.
Okay, but I need a disclaimer. Don't get it twisted, because I was best friends with everyone in my dorm. My dorm was the coolest dorm at the Texas State campus.
Because I didn't see you at my...
Shout out to Butler.
Butler?
Bruh. I did not know about that name.
Yeah, that was the name of it. Sorry, I missed that one.
Okay, but we had the river and we had the square, so don't even...
Not going to lie, that is pretty legit. But mine was a city. Okay, I lived in Elliott. You know where Elliott's at?
Oh, good shit.
Yeah, Elliott's like... I felt like I was in New York. Like, I was right in the middle of the town. I was in the middle of the city. Yeah, so like when I looked out of my window, I was like, bet, I'm in New York City.
Good shit.
Yeah, and my roommate, her boyfriend was actually an RA at the time, so she was never there. So I basically had my room by myself.
Oh my god, that is such a blessing. Like, yeah. When you get to have your dorm by yourself, you're just like, I can be naked, I can fucking come in here after the shower and not have to get immediately dressed or dressed through my towel.
Oh my gosh, that was the worst. Because they're standing like right there. What do you do?
What do you do?
That's not a way to live.
Like, going back, I wish I had, like, some type of shower curtain on, like, my side, kind of. And I could have just, like, drew it. Like, no shade to my roommate.
Or, no, you're like, just naked.
Just, like, I'm just naked. Don't want to change through a towel.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of want to feel the air around my penis a little bit.
Oh, my gosh, Michael.
Don't hate me because you hate me. Okay?
Don't hate me because you hate me. No, but honestly, the worst part is when they're sitting there and you're just changing and they're just sitting there. And you're just kind of like... excuse me.
Right.
I'm changing. Right. But you can't say anything because it's their room too, and they're just trying to study.
Yeah.
But I mean, regardless of all the college stuff that comes with college, there are choices that you make in college, you know, that aren't necessarily thrown upon you. You can't choose, hey, I'm gonna change in front of my roommate, because you know what? You're stuffed in a little rat cage room. You have no choice. You gotta be naked.
That looks like a prison.
That looks like a little prison. My walls were stone.
Bricks.
Bricks. And weird, but anyways, regardless of that, you have decision. Do I go out to this party? Do I stay in and study? Do I go out and fake like I'm 21, or do I just go
to class? Or
go to class? Do I go to my 8 a.m. or do I sleep? Do I do human things?
Okay.
Yeah. So you have a lot of choices, and I just wanted to ask you, Michael, when you were a freshman, did you make good choices?
I'm not making good choices now, but that's not what we're talking about. As a freshman. I tried to make the... Okay, so as a freshman, I was the most annoying little shit because I thought I knew everything in the entire world.
Yeah.
Like, literally everything. I was just like, I know everything about life. I know how to handle all social situations.
Really?
And it was like the biggest wake-up call because, like, I put myself in this situation to where I kind of, like, destroyed everything. Like, including all my friendships. Like,
what'd you do?
I had a mental breakdown, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I thought I had, like, this delusion, I don't know why. Low-key, I know why, because this is not a good decision that I made. Like, in spring break, I went to this concert, like, this EDM fest, mm-hmm. and I made some questionable decisions, mm-hmm. and afterwards, I had this delusion that people were out to get me, and it was just a whole mess.
Like, wow.
It put me in, like, into this deep depression, and, like... I'm a better person now. Hashtag it gets better.
Hashtag it gets better. Hashtag, what did I say before? I don't know. Whatever. Hashtag. Hashtag it gets better, Michael. Like, I don't know what you did. I don't know. I don't know what you did. I don't know what your situation was. But all I want to say is I feel like that was very...
Hard?
Hard. Oh, and very... Not traumatic, but very...
It was very traumatic.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, like, very, like, I got ripped apart on social media. Like,
dang.
I deleted my Twitter because I got into a tweef, like, and all my business was out there. You never heard of tweef?
No.
Twitter plus beef? Tweef?
I have never heard of
Do you Twitter, bro?
I Twitter, but I don't Twitter like that. I try. No, but seriously, like, that sounds like something that, honestly... A lot of people probably went through, but yours sounds very...
It was hard as fuck.
I did not know you went through that.
I was about to plan suicide. Yeah, like, I even thought about, like, thoughts of suicide about it. and like I kind of did this crazy thing about I wrote this note and I posted it on my Snapchat story talking about how I wanted to kill myself.
Michael.
It was a bad time.
Man, I wish I would have known you this time.
It was a bad time. But you know what? What got me out of it was just like rolling through the punches. Like, I wish I can sit here and tell you, be like, oh, be positive, or oh, meditate, or oh, go see a therapist. But literally, I just had to deal with my shit every day, and mm-hmm. I took it, and eventually, you know, time heals all, like they said. Eventually, I got over it. Like, I'm not saying, like, if you have, like, mental illness, that's something that you can just get over. Like, that's a real problem, and you should take care of it. Mm-hmm. But with me and my circumstance and my situation, I just got over it. And you know what? I went through way more horrible things as a child. If I'm here today, I can sure as hell be here tomorrow. So Ooh. That's why I did not give in to that thinking.
That is very strong. And I feel like as someone who has been in similar, not similar situations, but someone who has had that thought process of like feeling like, oh my gosh, I have no other way out. It is a miracle to know that other people get out of that, you know? And while some people get out, some people don't. So just like for a reference, if anyone ever does feel suicidal, you can always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-8255. It's available 24 hours a day. I don't know how you know it goes about plugging those type of things, but I really think suicide is serious.
Yeah, and also, like, make sure you have those friends that you can kind of talk to about, or just like you have that friend that you can just talk about anything. They won't try to give you advice, or they won't try to, you know, try to make it seem like it's your fault. They'll just literally just be there to listen. Like,
or
make
that you're
sure
crazy.
Another advice for freshmen, like, make sure you find those friends that care about you enough to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
OMG, you will find those freshman year. I can tell you that I found like my best friend. So my best friend that I met in college, Sydney, my little Sydney Parker, she was my freshman year, like, best friend.
BFF.
And she, yeah, and so today, she's still so, like, we're still so close. Yeah, she'll be at my wedding, like, type stuff. But, like, no, she was in my dorm, and that's how I met her. One day, I was like, hi, you know, just going to the shower. I was like, hey, girl. And freshman year, like, I would go, when I was ready to take my shower, because we had community showers, I was like, Sydney, let's go. So we would go and be in the stalls next to each other, and we would sing, like, Beyonce songs
that's
and
cute.
Stuff. Yeah,
that's
so that's
fun.
Always a memory. Like, make your memories. I know, I was thinking about this today, like, high school, they say, like, high school is, like, a big part of your life, like, blah, blah, blah. But college, so many things that are going to come to you in college. Like, you are going to realize who you are. You're making choices for you for the rest
making
of your
choices.
Life. You are responsible for making all of those choices. You're deciding, you know, what I want to do for the rest of my life, who I want to know. These are the people. I'm not saying you're going to meet everyone you're ever going to know in college, but you're going to meet a lot of people who are going to influence you and going to, you know, those type of things. So being freshman year is a very important year.
So with that said, if you can change anything about your freshman year and give advice to freshmen now, what would you say?
Oh my gosh.
I would say go out there and be involved. Like, don't feel like you have to be in Greek life to have friends, because you know what? That shit is a myth, licking ass. But just be involved.
So,
like, get in organizations that you feel passionate about. Be in organizations that you feel like you would have the most friends in. Be in organizations that you feel like will help you in your career. Just be involved. And that's how you will find your friend group.
Yeah. I mean, for me, involvement didn't really start till my sophomore year.
Same.
Which I did go to little things here and there my freshman year, but I didn't grasp the whole concept of like, oh, getting involved now can escalate my senior year. I can be the president. I can do
exactly.
this. You know? Like, those little things weren't as important. Oh, so, so basically, like, freshman year, it may not seem like, oh, getting involved is the main focus, but at the same time, like, grasp the concept that you are able to get involved. Like, I can tell you right now.
So, like, throwing a stone in water and, like, all the ripples, like.
Yeah, because it can build up, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can tell you right now, as a freshman, you may not be thinking about getting involved. No, you're thinking about, what party am I going to go to, blah, 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 because that's what freshmen do, you know. That I'm not holding that against you, because that's what we did freshman year. But, so, get your experiences out. But get your head on right. Don't fail.
And plus, if you don't know nobody, you ain't going to no party. So get involved so you can know somebody.
Make some friends. Okay, Michael. So with all of that said, we talked about all these aspects of college. You know, if you could go back, if you could change one thing, what would it be?
It would be to be more visible about who I am as a person, because I feel like I kind of hide some aspects of my personality and of my life to try to fit in a group or try to fit in a circle. But if I would have realized that I am the circle, I am the group, and I create all of that by just being who I am as a person, I feel like my life would have been drastically better. Like, I wish I would have stopped spending so much time on finding things to hate myself about and finding more things to love myself about. So that's something I would have changed.
That's, what about you? That's excellent, because honestly, that leads into a whole bunch of things that I think people go through freshman year with not really, well, you're in a whole different situation. You're put into a fishbowl that you've never been in before.
Exactly.
You know? So you're going to go through changes. You're going to figure out, you're going to look at things and do things you've never done before. And so my experience was pretty similar. Like, if I could go back, you know, I'm someone who says, like, I wouldn't change the past because it makes me who I am today. Like, I don't like to have regrets. You know, even though I have bad choices, I like to learn from my choices. So I don't like to say, oh, I regret that choice or I regret doing that. But if I could go back and tell myself, my freshman self, something, I think I would tell myself to be yourself. Like, don't worry about what everybody else says. Don't worry about who you think you're supposed to be. Don't be, you know, don't let others influence you so much, but instead just discover who you are and realize that that's exactly the most important aspect that you're going to realize. And you know what? I think that comes with age. I think that comes with maturity. And I think it's a beautiful thing once the day you realize, like, wow, I'm okay with who I am. You know, I'm okay that those people don't talk to me because those aren't the people that should talk to me. You know, I'm doing this. This is who I am. This is what I represent. And it may not be the same as this person, but I am my own person and I'm the only Jordan in the world. I'm the only Michael in the world. You know?
Exactly. And if you don't know how to love yourself, you will not know how to love anybody else.
Yes.
Shout out to RuPaul.
RuPaul! my boy. No, for real though. That is a beautiful thing when you realize to love yourself. And I not too long ago, I went through this whole like thing because I was on Instagram one night and I was like having a really bad day. I was like having one of those like self like reflection days. I don't know, where you start to think like, oh my gosh, am I really even doing anything? Am I really even like, you know?
Yeah, everyone has those.
Yeah, you start to question yourself. And I saw on Instagram. Yeah, Hannah Montana. Miley Cyrus Loki has some hits, but
for real.
No, I was singing.
Don't at me.
I was singing something the other day about from her, and I was like, whoa, like this. No, I was singing "Party in the USA," and I was like, okay, yeah. It just a lot of it was just like, but yeah. So I was like scrolling down Instagram, and I saw it said "Love your effing self," and I think I did a podcast on this actually, but like, that just changed me, because when you really learn to love yourself, Michael, you enter into a world of like,
of love.
I can do anything.
Exactly.
I can be anyone, and exactly. I am not who you say I am. I am not who you want me to be, whatever. And you just become you blossom.
A strong sense of self is a way to a strong sense of light that you can bring into the world.
Yeah, and we all have something to bring into the world.
Okay.
Okay, so with that said, this has been a wonderful conversation.
Yes.
I'm so glad that we got to finally get together.
Yes.
And talk.
Hopefully we can do more.
Yes, we're looking to do some other things. We're going to come back eventually and talk about, I like to talk about conspiracies and like society, so.
And I'm more of a philosopher. I don't know how to say that word. You said it. I like to express my opinions and my views, and I like to hear different perspectives, so.
That's good. So yeah. We will talk to y'all soon. We're so glad. Hopefully, you know, you're still listening. So glad to be able to talk to y'all.
And please follow us on social media.
Heck yeah.
At MJRoyal25.
At MJRoyal25, follow him, Michael Royal. And at...
you don't know your social
media. I don't know my social media at name. But hey, you know what? Look up Jordan Danielle. Look up... I think it's _ JOURDI _. Find that. You know what? Find me. You know what? Okay, at me, bitch. No, I'm just kidding. You'll find me eventually, so.
Oh,
but yeah, check out Land of Milk and Honey tomorrow, by the way. It comes out, Milk and Honey Monday. Just throwing that in.
And I was there at the premiere, but I did not watch it at all. I was on the computer, I promise. But from the reaction of the cast, like, it seemed like a really live episode, so low-key, I want to watch it myself.
It's going to be lit, so watch episode 1, 2. This is the 3rd episode coming out tomorrow. We hope you guys tune in. So thank you for tuning in to the cast, and we will be back soon. Thanks, Michael, for coming and talk with me.
No problem.
All right, bye.
Bye.